Dear learners, today's session is about basic communication at the workplace. So, before going through the session, I would like to let you know that how communication is very essential at the workplace. Whatever dealing you have with your colleague, with your clients, with your customer, with your boss, everything just dependent on your communication. So, one must be very particular to develop basic communication skills so that you could develop a better approach, you could develop a better success as well. In order to effectively function and work in BPOs as per your course, you must possess very effective communication skills, as most of your work will be dependent on the way you communicate with your customers, peers and colleagues. And you know, effective communication is the key to success in not only the BPO, but in any industry, wherever you work, wherever you make your career. So, some basic objectives of this basic communication at workplace are here. How, first of all, the very important, use greeting styles. When you meet somebody, how you wish the person, how you greet the person. As you know, the first impression is the last impression, and your first impression is dependent on your greeting style, on the way you wish to the person to whom you meet. And we are going to discuss how we need to develop soft skills as well as hard skills. And next very important thing is voice modulation. Because most of the time when we speak, when we narrate something, when we talk to somebody, our voice modulation narrates our temperament. It narrates our personality. It narrates how effective we are in the communication. So these things we are going to discuss now. First, the most important thing about the communication is types of communication. How many types of communication one requires in daily life? Communication takes place by exchanging your views to describe your ideas and experiences. Language, in the form of spoken words and sentences, is commonly used for sharing our experiences with others. However, we can also use language in written form, along with symbols, pictures, colors. Different ways are there. And we can have a communication by writing, as we do in our professional life. So, communication can also happen through our gestures, through the body language, through the facial expressions. That also must be taken care. And you know, communication using spoken English is called verbal communication. And communication through other forms, such as emails, such as by writing letters, or sometimes even by using body languages that most of the time people do when they are together, when they are sitting on a common platform. So sometimes when without speaking or sharing something, they give body language. So that will come under non-verbal communication. And there also we need to be very particular that what type of body language we are giving, so that it should have a very positive impact upon the person with whom we are in communication. You know, the most important thing that is said about communication is that communication is a common property and it must be shared by all. Sometimes what happens, we even forget to take the views, to take ideas from the people with whom we are communicating something, with whom we are interacting something. We just keep on speaking, keep on sharing, but the basic mantra of a good communication, of a good orator, of a good speaker, you know what? It is nothing, just be a good listener first. Only a good listener can be a good orator. Only a good listener can be a good speaker. So wherever you work in BPOs and all, first you need to listen to your customer, to your client, and then you speak something, you share. So I was talking about types of communication. So verbal communication. Verbal communication learners means like you have a communication for most purposes. Like you are communicating in day-to-day life conversation. Sometimes you are on telephone, that is telephonic conversation. Sometimes you are in interview. Sometimes you are having your presentations. Sometimes you are in meetings and GDs. GDs, you know, group discussions. So all that type of communication that will come under verbal communication. You know, a very hairline difference between verbal and oral communication. First, when you hear it now, you'll feel that verbal and oral is the same. Any layman will understand the same. Any ordinary person will feel ki verbal and oral is the same. But there is a very hairline difference between them. Verbal, as I told you, that it consists with telephonic conversation, interviews, presentations, meetings and all. But oral communication is a little informal. While you have communication usually for responding to any comment or statement, it is very natural, very spontaneous. There's spontaneity in that. And sometimes the oral communication doesn't have complete sentences. Like if somebody says, have completed a work, we say, yeah. We say, no. Means we become little informal. We respond immediately. We become little spontaneous. So spontaneity is there. That is informal situation. And we speak immediately without hesitation in order to communicate with others. But in a formal and official situation, we need not to feel nervous, but we need to speak immediately. And for that purpose, dear learners, everybody requires a basic training, which you people are getting here. Now, nonverbal communication is written communication. Most of the time, while you are working in any company, in any industry, at that very moment, you write letters, you have some business deal, you want to have inquiry about some product, you want to place an order to the company for any product that you want, or you have purchased some product, but now you are getting trouble, you are getting problem in that, so you want to write a complaint letter, or you want to write a letter cancelling your order, whatever you have, giving reasons for delay in delivery. So all these kind of communications which you do that come under non-verbal communication. They are called written communication. And they are used documents which are required for official work. All these written communication and documents have a format. You cannot start like anything. They have a basic format. They have a basic layout that where you need to mention your address, where you need to mention company, where you need to mention subject, in which way it must be started. All this written communication comes in form of either email or memos, sometimes minutes and sometimes circulars. And they all have their basic layout, right? And next one, body language. As we discussed, that body language also plays a very important role. While we are sitting together on a common platform that time, we don't communicate. We don't give any verbal communication. We don't exchange words. We don't exchange something by writing. But we exchange the things only by giving body language. That comes under non-verbal communication. Little I would like to tell about how to greet when you meet the fellow. Greetings, they are very essential. How you need to be polite and friendly. Like, I'm giving you example and how you need to have intonation there, how you need to have voice modulation there. If you meet your boss in the morning, you say, good morning. Something is this, you say, good morning. Sometimes you say, good morning. So you are saying the same good morning, but your voice modulation differs. How you need to do? You need to be pleasing and enthusiastic while wishing the fellow. That shows your personality point, that reflects your passion and enthusiasm, that reflects your energy level. So why we need to be so casual in our greetings? In our greetings, we should say, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. It shows your energy level. It shows your passion at work. It shows your enthusiasm at work. And we should keep this thing always. That makes and builds a good image of the person at the place wherever you are working, and that also gives a lot of positive waves. You develop that. So our greetings should be very friendly, very polite, very pleasing, and filled with energy. That must be there. And if something is, somebody, your colleague asks, hello, how are you? So we should reply with thanks also and asking about the fellow. Like sometimes when we wish good morning to someone, people say, yeah, good morning, hello, how are you? We say, fine, sir, fine. No, fine, sir, thank you. And what about you? That is a common way. That is a way to reply and to ask about. But generally what we say, thank you, sir, I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine, thank you, sir. And what about you? So that must be there. That comes in the greetings. Now, one more thing. When you are, suppose, in your BPO, you are sitting there, you get calls and all. So how you need to tell your name and location? The greetings, you must introduce yourself in a very formal setting. You are working with, suppose, any ABC company. So how you talk when you get any call? I am ABC, your name. I am from this and this company, this and this city, this and this location. And I relocated to this and this place because of my studies. And then I switched to this place. When you are appearing for interview, you need to give your introduction like that. So generally, the problem comes here. When self-introduction is given, people don't even know how to introduce. And you know, the most important thing, most of the time you must be hearing people while giving their own introduction, myself so-and-so. The word myself is wrong, dear learners. We should never speak myself so-and-so. I am so-and-so. I belong to this and this place. And then in our self-introduction, we should talk about educational qualification. Like, I am postgraduate from this and this university in this and this year. I also completed my this and this diploma and this degree and have this much computer knowledge. And as per my work experience is considered, under work experience, you will talk, I have been working with this and this organization as assistant director, as senior manager, as salesperson with this much. And while talking about your family background, you'll talk about few lines about your family, about your parents, not much. And then little personality trait should also be mentioned. Like, I'm very enthusiastic to my work, and also I get opportunity and advantage during crisis. I can manage, and I'm well in crisis management. So these are very basic things which one must have in self-introduction while interview, while appearing for any interview in BPOs or any other company or any other place. And dear learners, one most important thing about your hobbies, that must also be there. Like, I'm very passionate for my volleyball, I'm very passionate for cricket, and even I devote little time for music and debate interesting. So such things also you can talk about in your hobbies that are the part of your introduction that comes while you are in any formal interview. That must be there under the formal interview. Now, I'm going to talk about just whatever hard and soft skills that one require. Job related to expertise is vital in any profession. However, over the last 20 to 30 years, understanding has grown that the soft skills may ultimately be more important in determining levels of success. And hard skills are the basic minimum necessary in order to operate in a particular job. However, success in your career may depend on how you relate to other people and to work. Just have an example. Suppose you are just producing, a company is producing something. You are producing something in a company. And talk about any motorbikes. You come up with a new technology. And your technology, your motorbikes are suddenly much better than others. So what will happen? Your profit will generally go up. But ultimately, after all, your competitors, they get hold of your technology. And they will also develop alternative because they are your competitors. They will go for that. And suddenly you notice that all the cars are same again. And your profit goes down. So what you need a new technology. But you also need a new competitive edge. technology will not work only, your competitive edge that will also work there. So it is the development of your soft and hard skills, how it is important. And hard skills are your technology. Anyone can acquire them. Technology can be acquired by anyone. But without them, you will not be able to operate in the workplace. But soft skills are your unique selling point. That is called USP, unique selling point. That give you a competitive edge in the workplace. And very few people have it. And that will be considered your personal skill. That is USP, unique selling point. That must be developed. That comes under soft skills. Means hard skill can be taken, can be adopted, can be stolen, but soft skills can never be. So it is very important to develop hard and soft, both the skills. After that, if you come to the soft skills, what are they? In a brief, I'll explain you. First, communication skills, that we had a good discussion over there. Second is the decision making. Sometimes what happens, you have good technology, you have good manpower, you have good industry, everything. But sometimes you are unable to take decision at the right time. You know, it is said, ki hit when iron is hot. So hit when iron is hot is the right way, is the thing that make you decision making. So decision making must be very inherent quality and it should be there in your personality. After that, self-motivation. Like once you produced something with a great spirit, enthusiasm and passion, but in market it crashes. So you need not to worry about it. You need to have a self-motivation so that you can come up with the new. Then leadership skills are there. Leadership skills doesn't necessarily depend on designation. It doesn't mean that you are director, then only you should have a leadership skill. You are a managing director, CEO, only then you should have a leadership skill. If you are as a clerk, if you are working at any post, you must keep leadership skills that can be displayed in your day-to-day interaction with your colleague or peers. And someone who can influence and guide people in the right direction displays effective leadership skills. That is the leadership skill. Generally, people have this misconception that leadership skills should be or it is required or essential only for the boss. No, it is not only for the boss. It is for everybody. And then creativity and problem solving skills. That is very important. Problem solving skills should be there. And creativity and problem solving, they are highly valued. Why? Because they are the hard to develop. Creativity cannot be developed. Problem solving skills cannot be developed. They are there with the person. Very difficult to be developed. And there are many people who believe that creative thinkers are born, not made. And there are certainly some people who find these skills much easier, but like other skills, you can develop them if you wish. It is not impossible, though it is difficult to be developed, but it is not impossible. And the last and most important, time management and ability to work under pressure. Two things are very essential. Time management, dear learners, you know, nobody can manage time. Time management means you are not going to manage your time because we have only 24 hours. We have only that much of time which is already fixed. We can neither increase 1 second nor decrease 1 second. What we need to do, we need to develop basic components of time management. We need to enhance ourselves according to that. Like we need to be a good planner. We need to be a good visionary, a man of vision. Be the boss of your time. Don't go for time management, rather be the boss of your time. So time management is very essential. Your planning, your vision, your decision. If you have developed all these skills, automatically the time will be under your foot. If you have good planning and all the decision and vision, only then you can. So now don't develop time management skill, rather develop the skill how to be the boss of your time. And then time will be under you. And now the lesson will help you a lot and you will come to know basic things which must be incorporated among you all. Thank you very much for listening.